It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Authorities have identified the body of a deceased male found earlier this week in northeast Iowa. The Olwine Police Department says the death of 58-year-old Daryl Latham is not being considered suspicious and there is no ongoing threat to the community. Latham was positively identified following an autopsy by the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner. Olwine police say that shortly before 9:30 Monday night, they received a report of a possible deceased person located in a wooded area in the 10 block of 3rd Avenue Northwest. Upon arrival, officers discovered the body of a deceased male, now ID'd as Daryl Latham. Agencies that participated in the investigation also included the Fayette County Sheriff's Office, the Fayette Police Department, the Iowa State Patrol, the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Fayette County Medical Examiner. More than a half dozen Chickasaw County entities participated in the execution of an active shooter drill yesterday afternoon in New Hampton. Middle school, high school students were dismissed at 1 p.m. yesterday afternoon, with elementary students out at 1:10 p.m. in advance of the exercise at New Hampton Middle School and High School. Staff there remained inside the building to be part of the training, which would involve the evacuation of staff, who then gathered at the Chickasaw Wellness Center. The active shooter drill was a collaborative exercise between the school district, law enforcement, and emergency responders who were on site for about 3 hours. Those involved included Chickasaw County Public Health, Chickasaw County Emergency Management Agency, Chickasaw County EMS, Chickasaw County Rescue Squad, Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office, New Hampton Police Department, New Hampton Fire Department, New Hampton Community Schools, and Mercy One New Hampton Medical Center. Officials say the countywide drill focused on a school shooting scenario and plan to use what they learn and practice to bring to all schools in Chickasaw County. They add that the training will help them be better prepared in actual emergencies. The Charles City Housing Task Force will host its latest landlord meeting tonight. Emily Garden with the task force says it's part of an ongoing effort to increase the availability of quality housing options in Charles City.
We are going to be offering a city services panel to the landlords to kind of better facilitate how the city and landlords are working together, because landlords are often managing many properties, right? So we want to make sure that the city and the landlords are working together as best as they can.
Garden notes that landlord participation almost tripled from their first to second session.
And I think that there's a hunger for knowledge and for collaboration from our landlords in town.
Mayor Dean Andrews says attendance by landlords makes sense for their business.
What are the responsibilities of landlords, but also what are the responsibilities of tenants? What can you put in your leases to make sure you have good tenants? So these meetings are meant to help the landlords to improve their business. And they're for people who, you know, may have, you know, 20 different properties, or they're maybe for somebody who has one or two properties. So we're hoping that all people who are in the landlord business will come to this meeting so they can become more informed to help them with their business.
The Housing Task Force, administered through the Charles City Area Development Corporation, is also looking to increase the availability of single-family homes. Still, Garden says rental properties are a big part of the housing shortage equation.
There's a lot of reasons to rent a home. So there is certainly a need for both more opportunities for living in Charles City and more rental opportunities, and really improving that stock.
The latest landlord informational session begins at 5:30 this evening in the Zastro River Room of the Charles City Public Library. A North Iowa man, initially facing over a half dozen child sex abuse charges in two counties, has pleaded guilty in one county and is still scheduled for trial in the other. 66-year-old Douglas Warburton of Northwood faces three counts of exhibition of obscene material to a minor in Mitchell County. He was also charged with second-degree sex abuse, third-degree sex abuse, lascivious acts with a child, and indecent contact with a child in Worth County. Warburton was accused of showing pornographic videos to a child multiple times in St. Ansgar in 2021 and having sexual contact with a child in Northwood in 2019. Tuesday, Warburton entered an Alford plea in Worth County District Court to lascivious acts with a child, with charges of second-degree sex abuse, third-degree sex abuse, and indecent contact with a child dismissed. He is slated for sentencing June 24th. Warburton is still scheduled for trial on June 5th for his charges in Mitchell County. A northeast Iowa 19-year-old was cited for traveling at more than 100 miles per hour last weekend. In a Facebook post, the Bremer County Sheriff's Office commented, "Sunday fun day, we think not," after a female driver was clocked Sunday going 103 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. She stated that she was frustrated and not paying attention to how fast she was driving. In addition to her speeding ticket, she was also cited for reckless driving and not carrying a valid driver's license. It's one of the latest examples of an alarming trend of Iowa drivers traveling at excessive speeds over 100 miles per hour. Trooper Tom Williams with the Iowa State Patrol Mason City District Office says last June was the prime example of the increasing issue.
June, we've seen 119 citations issued for speeds equal to or greater than 100 miles per hour.
Williams added that one driver was going 150 miles per hour last May, but you don't have to be going that fast to be in danger of losing your license.
25 miles an hour over the speed limit, you can lose your driver's license by the DOT. This is statewide. It can be interstate, two-lane highways, secondary roads.
In the first 2 months of 2024, the ISP wrote 117 tickets to drivers going more than 100 miles per hour. Floyd County is looking to sell off a trio of vehicles. The Board of Supervisors is accepting sealed bids for three vehicles that will be sold as is. They include a 2008 Chevrolet Trailblazer with almost 134,000 miles, a 2016 Ford Explorer Police Interceptor with over 172,000 miles, and a 2016 Ford Explorer Police Interceptor with over 177,000 miles. The vehicles may be viewed at the Gilbert Street side of the Floyd County Courthouse parking lot in Charles City. Written and sealed bids must be received in the county auditor's office no later than 9 o'clock this Monday morning. Bids will then be open during the Board of Supervisors meeting on Monday at about 9:15 a.m. Supervisors have the authority to reject any and all bids. Details can be found on the Floyd County Auditor's Facebook page or by calling 641-257-6131. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.